Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Hello, Mark. I'd like to ask you about your work as an archaeologist. What is it like digging for treasure?
It's great. Archaeology is my passion. When I'm working at an archaeological site, I feel like Indiana Jones.
Were you interested in archaeology when you were a teenager?
No. I thought I was going to be an artist because I was very good at drawing. That's how I got my first job working with some archaeologists in Egypt. They needed someone to make sketches.
Was it then that you became interested in archaeology?
Well, I was keen to discover the stories behind the objects which I drew, so in 1990 I decided to study archaeology. I was really lucky because in my second year, a famous archaeology professor, Mark Thompson, became the head of my department, and I learned a lot from him.
Where did you work after graduation?
I went back to Egypt because it is one of the most fascinating places for any archaeologist. But I stayed there for only a week because I got a phone call from Professor Thompson in Greece, which had just been hit by an earthquake. He needed urgent help with protecting some archaeological sites in the earthquake region. So I went and spent almost a whole year working there with him.
Fascinating. Did you ever find any valuable items while working as an archaeologist?
Once, I found an extraordinary vase. When the sun shines on it, it seems to be made of gold. But it's in fact made of crystal. There's a photo of it on the wall behind me.
Wow, it's beautiful. And what are you doing nowadays?
Well, I spend most of the time in my office. I work for archaeological magazines and write articles about the latest sites in Egypt, where my younger colleagues are working. By writing the stories about the sites, I try to bring ancient times back to life.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hello, Mark. I'd like to ask you about your work as an archaeologist. What is it like digging for treasure?
It's great. Archaeology is my passion. When I'm working at an archaeological site, I feel like Indiana Jones.
Were you interested in archaeology when you were a teenager?
No. I thought I was going to be an artist because I was very good at drawing. That's how I got my first job working with some archaeologists in Egypt. They needed someone to make sketches.
Was it then that you became interested in archaeology?
Well, I was keen to discover the stories behind the objects which I drew, so in 1990 I decided to study archaeology. I was really lucky because in my second year, a famous archaeology professor, Mark Thompson, became the head of my department, and I learned a lot from him.
Where did you work after graduation?
I went back to Egypt because it is one of the most fascinating places for any archaeologist. But I stayed there for only a week because I got a phone call from Professor Thompson in Greece, which had just been hit by an earthquake. He needed urgent help with protecting some archaeological sites in the earthquake region. So I went and spent almost a whole year working there with him.
Fascinating. Did you ever find any valuable items while working as an archaeologist?
Once I found an extraordinary vase. When the sun shines on it, it seems to be made of gold. But it's in fact made of crystal. There's a photo of it on the wall behind me.
Wow, it's beautiful. And what are you doing nowadays?
Well, I spend most of the time in my office. I work for archaeological magazines and write articles about the latest sites in Egypt, where my younger colleagues are working. By writing the stories about the sites, I try to bring ancient times back to life.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
John, have you ever seen the film Holiday? I just loved the English cottage in which one of the characters lives. After I watched the film the first time, I wanted to see the house in real life. I started looking for tours which included a visit to the village where the film was made. But I found out that the house I was keen to see doesn't exist anymore. It had been built in just 2 weeks. And when the filming ended, it was taken down. I was so disappointed.
Two. Agatha Christie, the well-known writer, bought this house in 1938 and described it as the loveliest place in the world. She used to stay here to relax with friends and family. This wasn't the place where she worked on her detective stories, but she set three of her books here. Before we walk around the house, I need to get the tickets. You could now leave the coach, sit in the deck chairs in the front garden, and enjoy the amazing views. We'll meet at the main entrance in 15 minutes. Three.
I'd like to invite you to watch our next programme. We are going to have Oscar Mendez, an architect from Bogotá, with us in the studio. Mr. Mendez owns a company which uses recycled plastic to construct houses. As far as I know, the system is very easy. First, things like old plastic bags, bottles and toys are turned into all the different parts needed for building a house. Then these parts are put together just like Lego. With this technology, it is possible to build a house in just 5 days. You will have the chance to learn more when you join us next week.
Four. This is the point in our weekly program when we give our listeners ideas for short weekend trips. Our first suggestion today is for fans of The Lord of the Rings. For as little as £100 a night, you can experience how it feels to live like a hobbit. The idea for this magical hobbit holiday home came from the famous fantasy novel and movie series. The house has round doors and walls and is located in beautiful English countryside. It is perfect for up to 4 guests. Why don't you make a reservation right now? You won't regret it. Five.
Yesterday, I decided to leave my car at home and go to my office on foot. In one of the streets on my route, I saw a few people standing in front of a wall. At first, I thought that they were looking at a poster, but when I asked one of them, she said that they were waiting to enter the narrowest house in the world. It is just 92 centimetres at the narrowest point and 152 centimetres at the widest point. The house has 2 floors and a kitchen, a bedroom, a bathroom, and even a tiny living room. It is hidden between two much bigger buildings, so I'd had no idea that it was there.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
John, have you ever seen the film Holiday? I just loved the English cottage in which one of the characters lives. After I watched the film the first time, I wanted to see the house in real life. I started looking for tours which included a visit to the village where the film was made. But I found out that the house I was keen to see doesn't exist anymore. It had been built in just 2 weeks, and when the filming ended, it was taken down. I was so disappointed.
Two. Agatha Christie, the well-known writer, bought this house in 1938 and described it as the loveliest place in the world. She used to stay here to relax with friends and family. This wasn't the place where she worked on her detective stories, but she set three of her books here. Before we walk around the house, I need to get the tickets. You could now leave the coach, sit in the deck chairs in the front garden, and enjoy the amazing views. We'll meet at the main entrance in 15 minutes. Three.
I'd like to invite you to watch our next program. We are going to have Oscar Mendez, an architect from Bogotá, with us in the studio. Mr. Mendez owns a company which uses recycled plastic to construct houses. As far as I know, the system is very easy. First, things like old plastic bags, bottles and toys are turned into all the different parts needed for building a house. Then these parts are put together just like Lego. With this technology, it is possible to build a house in just 5 days. You will have the chance to learn more when you join us next week.
Four. This is the point in our weekly program when we give our listeners ideas for short weekend trips. Our first suggestion today is for fans of The Lord of the Rings. For as little as £100 a night, you can experience how it feels to live like a hobbit. The idea for this magical hobbit holiday home came from the famous fantasy novel and movie series. The house has round doors and walls and is located in beautiful English countryside. It is perfect for up to 4 guests. Why don't you make a reservation right now? You won't regret it. Five.
Yesterday, I decided to leave my car at home and go to my office on foot. In one of the streets on my route, I saw a few people standing in front of a wall. At first, I thought that they were looking at a poster, but when I asked one of them, she said that they were waiting to enter the narrowest house in the world. It is just 92 centimetres at the narrowest point and 152 centimetres at the widest point. The house has 2 floors and a kitchen, a bedroom, a bathroom, and even a tiny living room. It is hidden between 2 much bigger buildings, so I'd had no idea that it was there.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
1. And now the story of an unusual incident which took place in Germany. A woman called the police because she thought she heard loud screaming coming from a car in a forest parking area. 10 minutes later, armed police surrounded the car and ordered the man in the driver's seat to get out and free his prisoner. However, there was nobody else in the car. The man told the police he was in the forest to enjoy an amusing novel. The screaming was in fact coming from him because he was laughing very loudly while reading the book. The police apologized and left the man in peace.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
And now the story of an unusual incident which took place in Germany. A woman called the police because she thought she heard loud screaming coming from a car in a forest parking area. 10 minutes later, armed police surrounded the car and ordered the man in the driver's seat to get out and free his prisoner. However, there was nobody else in the car. The man told the police he was in the forest to enjoy an amusing novel. The screaming was in fact coming from him because he was laughing very loudly while reading the book. The police apologized and left the man in peace. Two.
Have you been to Eddie's, the new shop in our shopping centre?
No, have you?
Yes, I went there last Friday because I heard they sell a lot of healthy organic fruit and vegetables. And I found out that they sell all their products without any packaging. It's a great idea because no rubbish is produced and that means less pollution. But I didn't have a shopping bag with me, and you really need to have one to carry fruit and veg when you buy them loose.
Oh, so in the end you didn't buy anything?
Actually, I did, because luckily you can buy cheap recycled paper bags there.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Have you been to Eddie's, the new shop in our shopping centre?
No, have you?
Yes, I went there last Friday because I heard they sell a lot of healthy organic fruit and vegetables. And I found out that they sell all their products without any packaging. It's a great idea because no rubbish is produced and that means less pollution. But I didn't have a shopping bag with me. And you really need to have one to carry fruit and veg when you buy them loose.
Oh, so in the end you didn't buy anything?
Actually, I did, because luckily you can buy cheap recycled paper bags there.
Three.
Jeff Lyons, a weather forecaster for NBC, had to set up a studio in his dining room because of the COVID-19 pandemic. When he began presenting his first forecast from home, his cat, Betty, wanted to join in too. Instead of interrupting the forecast to take the cat out of the room, Jeff simply took his pet in his arms. For the next 7 days, he gave each forecast accompanied by Betty, his cat. Surprisingly, this situation didn't annoy the viewers. On the contrary, they asked to see more of Betty. So now Jeff's pet appears in his program every day.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Jeff Lyons, a weather forecaster for NBC, had to set up a studio in his dining room because of the COVID-19 pandemic. When he began presenting his first forecast from home, his cat, Betty, wanted to join in too. Instead of interrupting the forecast to take the cat out of the room, Jeff simply took his pet in his arms. For the next 7 days, he gave each forecast accompanied by Betty, his cat. Surprisingly, this situation didn't annoy the viewers. On the contrary, they asked to see more of Betty. So now Jeff's pet appears in his programme every day.
Four. Do you want to share a taxi to the train station? I'm leaving in 10 minutes.
Actually, I'm not going by train. I thought about the train, but it would take too much time. I really cannot be tired at the conference.
You're absolutely right. So how are you going to get to the conference? By plane?
Yes, I've got a flight tomorrow morning.
Lucky you. I have to go today because our boss didn't let me fly. Obviously, you can fly because you're one of the speakers at the conference, and I'm just going to be a member of the audience.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Do you want to share a taxi to the train station? I'm leaving in 10 minutes.
Actually, I'm not going by train. I thought about the train, but it would take too much time. I really cannot be tired at the conference.
You're absolutely right. So how are you going to get to the conference? By plane?
Yes, I've got a flight tomorrow morning.
Lucky you. I have to go today because our boss didn't let me fly. Obviously, you can fly because you're one of the speakers at the conference, and I'm just going to be a member of the audience. Five. Hello, it's good to see you again. I hope your breakfast at the hotel was excellent, and that you're all sitting comfortably. Can you all hear me? Good. Before we set off, I'd like to let you know about a small change. We were going to visit the Hoover Dam first, but the road is blocked. That's why we'll start with the Grand Canyon and then go to the Hoover Dam. I think we are now ready to set off. This is Jonathan, and he'll take us safely to our destination. On the way, I will point out places of interest that we pass and tell you the fascinating history of this area. We are going to return to the hotel at about 9 p.m.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hello, it's good to see you again. I hope your breakfast at the hotel was excellent and that you're all sitting comfortably. Can you all hear me? Good. Before we set off, I'd like to let you know about a small change. We were going to visit the Hoover Dam first, but the road is blocked. That's why we'll start with the Grand Canyon and then go to the Hoover Dam. I think we are now ready to set off. This is Jonathan, and he'll take us safely to our destination. On the way, I will point out places of interest that we pass and tell you the fascinating history of this area. We are going to return to the hotel at about 9 p.m.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.